This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Chappelle Show.
Welcome to Joy 94.9. I have Speech from Arrested Development on the line right now. I'm so excited to be speaking with you. Welcome back to Australia, Speech. It's not your first time here with Arrested Development.
No, we've been here probably around six or seven times. I absolutely love this country. I love coming here. And thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So you're here specifically this time to celebrate your 20th year anniversary. And I personally can't believe so much time has passed. I remember hearing you when I was 10 years old, and I nagged and nagged my mum to go out and get the CD because, of course, this was before the days of the internet, so I couldn't just look you up on YouTube. And I just remember relentlessly asking her to go and get the CD. And now, 20 years later, I'm here on the phone chatting to Speech from Arrested Development. How does the past 20 years feel for you and the band?
It feels amazing. I mean, this 20-year anniversary has been so, just great for us because we've been able to see fans from around the world. And we've been celebrating the music together. They're not just celebrating us, but we're celebrating them and the relationship musically that we've had over this 20 years. And it's just been incredible. It's been so just meaningful.
Is it just me or has the time just completely flown?
It has flown. I don't feel like it's been 20 years. I really don't. I feel like it's been like 5 years. That's how I really feel.
My mum bought me the CD after a lot of nagging when I was 10 years old. I listened to it and it completely blew my mind. Like the sounds that we were getting coming out of the US in terms of hip hop was, you know, the mainstream sort of really popular acts like Run DMC, all of those guys who were cool and great. But then Arrested Development came out and had this really organic sound. They were really different sounding and they also had a message. Is that something that Arrested Development has always tried to do?
Definitely. Everything you just mentioned, you know, have an organic sound because we came from the rural South. And one of the things we wanted to bring to hip hop was this whole idea of just more of a rural organic sound to the music because it always had been related to such a street, gritty, urban sound. And we wanted to bring that. And then, of course, messages because the South is littered with some very horrific racial tension, a lot of hangings, killings, people being burned at the stake. I mean, things that you feel like only you see in the movies is what was our history in the South. And so it was very important for us to bring that to the music and talk about healing.
Like I said, a really different sound, particularly before the days of the internet where we didn't have that access to perhaps music coming from the South of the United States. But you're doing a 20-year anniversary tour this year. What makes you want to keep going back to Arrested Development? Because you've done solo work. What is it that keeps you going with this group?
Honestly, it's been the fans. I mean, the response to Arrested Development has been so encouraging that we realized that no one had really taken the exact slot that we filled in hip-hop, and so we decided there's more work to do. So that's really why we got back together in 2000 and why we've been at it for 12 years now. And now to be at 20 years as a total anniversary, it's just really special for us.
I mean, you've been to Australia a few times now. You said about six times. What makes you want to keep coming back?
Australia is unique because you guys, as far as your hip-hop taste, there's much more of a appreciation for organic hip-hop, for the essence of hip-hop, and not just the whole pimp gangster material thing, which is so prevalent in the United States right now. The trend right now is that. Whereas over here, there's much more of appreciation for the organic. So that makes us really appreciate you guys.
Great. And that's perfect because my next question was, do you get to listen to much hip-hop? And if you do, who are some of your favorite acts?
Well, honestly, some of my favorite acts are some of the classics. I mean, De La Soul, Public Enemy, Tribe. Some of that stuff is my favorites. But I still love K-9. I love Brother Ali. I love Braille, another brother. A lot of different MCs that are out today I really, really appreciate and love their music. I listen to Jay-Z, I listen to Rick Ross, I listen to Drake, and, you know, a little bit of everything because I'm just a lover of hip-hop music in general, too. So I listen to a lot of things, but those are my favorites that I just mentioned.
Absolutely. And there is a lot of great stuff happening today, even if it is a bit commercial. And that's a question that I have that I ask a lot of MCs that come through, especially we're a gay and lesbian radio station. And one thing that I find hard to, I guess, reconcile is, like, I love hip hop. I love the beats. I love the sound. I love a lot of the artists, but often the music can be either a bit sexist or homophobic. And it's a bit hard to reconcile your love for the sound. What do you think about that?
I totally agree. You have to sort of split your brain when you're a fan of hip hop right now, because so much of it that's out is not even just a little sexist, but it's horribly degrading. It's horribly, sexist and homophobic and so many other things. And it's just, it's horrible, some of the messages that are coming out. And I have to say it that way because I'm not a hater of the music. I love it. But I have to say what it is, because I don't want people to get confused that just because I love a lot of the new stuff that I agree with every talking about, because I don't.
Yeah, absolutely. And I couldn't agree with you more. So you're doing a show tonight at the Prince Band Room. For somebody who's never seen Arrested Development before, what can they expect from a live show?
You got to come to Arrested Development show. First of all, we may not come back here for another 20 years.
No!
So you got to come now. If you've ever heard of the group, Organic, Message, Conscious Hip Hop Music, where it's a totally high energy show, I would suggest that people come to this show as if it's like on their bucket list, because you got to see this show.
Oh, wow.
Celebrating 20 years, it's going to be an incredible performance. But also, I think people should just know that it's the essence of hip hop music. You're going to feel cutting, scratching, dance, poetry, rhyming. It's just so full of energy and so full of what hip hop is all about that if you're a true hip hop head or if you're just a music fan, you still want to come because it's live. We got drums, bass, guitar. I mean, we're totally bringing it there.
Oh, great.
So I think that it's one of those shows you don't want to miss. And I also want to add that tonight the show is almost sold out. So I want to encourage everybody that hasn't bought a ticket but you've been thinking about it, don't waste time. Go on out. Grab your ticket now.
Okay, good. So tonight, Prince Band Room, you can find the tickets online. You have to go and see Arrested Development. Can't miss
exactly.
out. So your new album is called Standing at the Crossroads and it's available for free from your website. Why did you decide to make it a free download?
We were thinking of what we could do to celebrate 20 years. We knew that it was a big landmark for us. And really, as I say this sincerely, we may or may not do a lot of stuff next year. So we're really like, what can we do for the fans? And we recorded 13 songs about 2 years ago, all the way up to now. And we said, you know what, let's give it away for free. We're doing well in our career. We want to do something for the fans. What can we do? And that was what we came up with. So Arrested Development decided to give away 13 new songs for free. And you can get them at newarresteddevelopment.com. And you can get them right now. Just download them right now. And in that way, when we play them tonight, you'll be able to hear them.
And I feel a bit guilty downloading it for free because it is such a quality album that
Thank you.
A bit of guilt associated. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I just wanted to say, I know I might have said it already, but thank you, Australia. Thank you guys for your love for the group. It means the world to us. We just did a show in Brisbane. About 60,000 people showed up. We just did a show last night, a little impromptu show in Sydney, and it was incredible. It was packed to the rim, people standing on the bar and people standing on chairs. We love you guys. We can see that you love us. Come on out. Let's celebrate tonight. We're going to have a fun time.
Oh, great. I can't believe 60,000 people. That's amazing.
Amazing. It was absolutely outstanding. And you can go to our website and see the footage of us rocking for the people in Brisbane. It's arresteddevelopmentmusic.com. And we just had to post it because we're so excited about the responses from everybody here. We love y'all.
Yeah, we love you.
Thank you. It means a lot to us.
Well, thank you so much, Speech, and enjoy the rest of the tour. You definitely have to go to Arrested Development now because they might never come back for a long time.
Yeah, come see us.
The Chappelle Show.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.